everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenstein. I'm joined by my brother Subjective.
We've made it. It's Alpha 2 launch week.
It is launch week. Obviously, if you're not familiar with the podcast, we talk about Ashes. We break things down. We have conversations. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing a lot of that today, hopefully. If you enjoy that, obviously subscribe to us on YouTube or your podcast service of choice, and consider joining our Discord for some conversation as well. But we got a lot to do today, so we're just hopping straight in. I think we're gonna kind of like skip over the like what are you playing, because obviously I think once the weekend arrives, we're definitely just gonna be playing Ashes for the most part. So we'll dive straight in. We'll start with some updates. Obviously, popped up late last week, I believe, that there is going to be a dev stream on a launch day. So that is obviously Friday, October 25th. So we will be tuning into that and seeing kind of what everything's going to be happening. As we're recording this, it is a Monday. So we currently don't have any launch times or info yet. I think I saw on their Twitter feed that they had said they were planning to sell maybe like an email about that. So I don't know when that's going to happen. So unfortunately, as we're recording this, we don't have any specifics there. But yeah, we can certainly update. I'll post something on my social media feed if you follow me there. But yeah, we're kind of diving in. This is really our podcast talking about launch plans, like what we plan to do, what we hope to accomplish, what's our focus, you know, content, all those different things. Obviously, we're going to be kind of getting into a new podcast, vodcast format after this, too. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Let's kick it off and kind of just talk about, what do we plan to basically do? You know, we have 3 days to play and focus and get stuff done. And I don't know if you have any particular thing like you're kind of locked into trying to get done and focus on first. But I know I have a lot I want to do.
Well, since you said they're going to be sending an email out for server info, possibly, I am just going to be spamming F5 until I get that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, what am I going to do? Log in and hopefully see 3,000 people there with the servers stable. I mean, just by the way, as we're recording this, I don't know, we're recording this on a Monday, 21st, and the verbal NDA about all of Alpha 2 Alpha 1 players have been playing in for the last couple of weeks to test it for the Alpha 2 official launch on the 25th has been lifted, so people have been talking about it like crazy. We have not played yet, so we're gonna just kind of talk about us going in and experiencing it for the first time, because we have not. So I guess my biggest thing is just to see like how good is like the performance. Like, I do have a high end PC, so I'm interested to see if there's a couple hundred or even 1,000 plus people on my screen. Will my FPS tank into the ground? How hard will it to be to compete for like quests and mobs? If that's even be an issue. Probably. Just there's a lot of things from past MMO launches. Now, they may have adapted some new things. Like, I'm trying to compare it. I guess the most recent one would be for like WoW Classic launch, which was chaos. Like Blizzard kind of fumbled that when you had hundreds of people or even thousands of people in the human starting area, and it was just like, I think I spent an hour plus just trying to finish the first quest. Now, I know this is an alpha. Honestly, it'll be fun to do that again. I don't really care, but I guess my biggest thing is just like, how can I progress with all these people in front of me?
Yeah, no, I mean, I always liked that. Like, I, you know, when a lot of games and WoW and things like that switched over to like kind of like layering and shards and stuff like that, to me it took kind of the, you know, the appeal. And yes, it made it probably more accessible, probably made it more like user friendly, but I don't know, there's something kind of fun about like chaos and like competing over like, you know, the resources probably being, you know, like things to complete quests, whether it's, you know, killing mobs and getting something, or just killing the mobs themselves and having them spawn back in. So I always like that, and definitely one of the big things I'm really hoping to dig into like this first weekend is really just kind of getting that first time experience, assuming everything, you know, server wise holds up, of just kind of like leveling, you know, the early leveling, and even as we get into, you know, the level cap's 25, so I'd probably consider like mid tier leveling, depending on how long things take, of course, to maybe be in like the teens. And just kind of getting that first experience, because there really is nothing. There's really that first time, even if it's alpha, it'll be probably the same way at launch. You know, because there'll be a lot more things to do. There'll be more things fixed. Everything will probably be a lot smoother. But just still that first experience, because kind of leveling up is like something I'm pretty excited for, because, you know, it's different, you know, when everyone's kind of there together, right? You know, when the game actually launches, like it'll theoretically, unless you join a new server going online, like a fresh start type server, like it'll really never be like that again, right? Once you kind of find your server and you're on it, like if you roll an alt or, you know, whatever, like, or if maybe like you end up transitioning to another server that's already ongoing, then like, you know, it's never gonna be quite like that. So I really kind of want to get a feel for like the leveling and like how quick it is, because we've seen kind of in the past too, like it's supposed to take a while. So I am curious to see kind of like what level we can get up to over the weekend. I know we won't get a chance to play 24/7 or anything like that, but I think we'll get some good time in. So I'm hopeful to, hopefully, I don't know if I'll reach level cap or not, but I'm excited to see how far we can get leveling.
Yeah, I do feel like it's going to be sped up, because they are going to be, like I said, it's a test. Like Blizzard, when Blizzard does alphas for like their expansions for WoW, they speed up the leveling so people can get to the test, the systems they want, right? So I do feel like it probably won't be an indication of what it's going to be like when the game actually launches, because I think they want us to test it out. I mean, I feel like there will be some, but we're 2+ years out. So like, I feel like this is just like the base foundation for the game, and it's going to evolve so much in 2 years that, like, I would take as much as we see starting this weekend with a grain of salt, because I feel like any of it and all of it could change.
Yeah. I mean, everything's subject to change, of course. So, and you know, we're just really experiencing it. Like I said, I think that obviously the launch, I know I can understand like why some people would maybe, I know you've like even said like, I want to keep myself in the dark on like certain things, which is totally reasonable and stuff like that. But to me, like, I feel like, you know, launch is just going to be so different, because the game is going to be, you know, like, even by the time we reach phase 3 and like we don't even have all the content in yet for that, like it's going to be such a different experience that I'm not too worried personally about like things getting spoiled, but I am, you know, I'm just, you know, part of the process, and, you know, and given like feedback, I think is going to be really fun. And like, so kind of, I'm the first thing I'm hoping to really just see is like how that level experience is. As you mentioned, they did lift the NDA for verbal and like written stuff. So there have been people I've been reading on Reddit, and I won't spoil too much for you or for anyone else, but you know, there's definitely some, it's going to be an alpha, I think, right? Truly. And so, for me, the first thing is just seeing like how that leveling experience is, because like nailing that is so important. And again, obviously it's going to be tweaked and changed, and like there'll be more quests added and there'll be more zones. And so like it's going to change, but you know, how does the pacing feel? Like what can you do to level? Like, will you be able to, I really want to see if crafting can level you at all. Sounds like maybe the crafting isn't quite a, you know, full experience, definitely, but also just even in terms of like it's a little bit harder to do early on, so like that's going to be interesting to see if like you can do some like resource gathering to like level up and how that plays out. But I just want to see like the pace, because like the pace of leveling is, I think, really important, and something that I felt like WoW Classic, like when that first came out, like the pace was, maybe it was a tiny bit slow, but it felt really good, and it felt like really rewarding to like take your time and level up and just kind of get to know your class. And so I think definitely that's what I'm gonna be doing, like the first playtest for sure, is just focusing on that mostly.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm gonna be paying attention to everything. Like I said, I have a lot of MMO hours under my belt, and so do a lot of other people. So like when I'm playing, I am gonna be looking for the little things that may annoy me that I may like, right? Also, like I will keep an eye on the pacing, but I am gonna give feedback on it too, because you know, it may be too fast. in the alpha, and then, you know, people will say that, and the devs will just be like, it's that way for a reason, we're going to change it later, which is fine. A lot of things in alphas are temporary, but, you know, it's also good to notice, even if it is a temporary thing, maybe people enjoy it and they will keep it, and maybe people won't like it and they'll change it. So, like I said, it's all those little tiny things we're going to notice on the way. Like, we first zone in, we're going to be like, you know, is it a pain in the butt to find the first NPC to talk to? Is it, I don't know, is the path incorrect and to lead you out to where you need to go properly? I know they said the zone will eventually probably be split into two different ways you can path out. There's only one way in the first phase. Don't know when they'll add the second one, but, like, we got to pay attention to all those little things so they can tweak it for launch. And, like I said, all those are very important. It's like if you ever played another MMO, the starter zones are so important, right? Like, it kind of sets the tone of the game. Like, if you played World of Warcraft and you played it on the Alliance in a human, Elwynn Forest is just, it's like the gold standard. That is a very memorable zone. People in retail WoW still hang out there just to talk 20 years later. So, you know, it's important to have these starter zones like that. Like, you don't want it to be, you know, it just gives the first impression of the game, and I feel like that's very important, and hopefully we can help them and they can make it awesome, because what they first showed was pretty awesome.
And it'll be interesting to kind of see. And I mean, some other things I'm really interested in doing too. I really do. It'll be interesting. So I'm not trying to spoil anything. Obviously, the NDA has been lifted, so, like, you know, you run into stuff. But it does sound like I've been, you know, I've watched some of the podcasts that Steven went on, or, you know, content creators, you know, YouTubes and stuff like that. And, you know, there definitely seems to be, you know, crafting is probably not going to be it'll be an interesting experience, because, you know, for crafting to work, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. Like, you have to have the nodes, like, up and running with, like, crafting stations. You know, there's certain things that we're just not going to have access to, like freeholds, which are obviously can be a major part of, like, the crafting process. So, like, it'll be kind of interesting. I'm hoping, like, maybe we can just, me and you, like, even if it's just do some gathering, and, like, will we be able to, like, sell that and make money off it? Is it something that's, like, functional? Will we actually be able to, like, get into, like, processing and kind of, like, see how things, like, function there? Like, will we be able to sell some of that, whether it be to, like, NPCs or, like, making trades? And, like, I'm just kind of curious how, like, the crafting functions and how everything works, is kind of, even just in, like, a basic sense as well.
That's still important, though. Like, they have to have a foundation, right? So, like, if I'm going out there and I'm cutting trees out, right, I'm just, like, does it take too long to cut? Is the animation too loud? Like, all these things are, like, really important. Like, there's goofy things I want to do, too. Like, can I mow down a whole forest? Like, and it's noticeable in the distance. Like, can someone, like, we've talked about this before in previous podcasts. It's just, like, there's a lot here in Alpha 2, but at the same time, a lot of it's pretty bare bones. Crafting is probably one of those systems that is one of the more bare bones system, even though there's 700, I believe he said 700 recipes in there, but it's nowhere near where they want it to be in terms of how it's supposed to function at launch. But I'm glad they still have it in regardless, because at least we can get a taste of it, and that's how they can refine it. And then, you know, if there's some good things about the bare bones version that people like, they can keep it in. If there's not, then they can, you know, tweak it. And like I said, it's all part of a grand strategy just to grow the game. And like I said, if we make a video on crafting and you watch it, hopefully you can get enough info where you can leave feedback too, and the devs can, and if you're interested in the game but don't want to play the alpha, can also participate. And I think that's all very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, definitely. I definitely agree on that. I know you kind of mentioned a little bit too, and I heard Steven talking about it, but from what I understand, like, one of the things that, like, I'm super, super interested to see play out is the nodes, like node growth. Because I believe, again, we don't know all the specifics of how it's going to work. Obviously, we've had the wiki and, like, things have been explained, but obviously, we're not getting the, you know, in phase one, it's not 100% full functioning experience. So we don't know exactly how it's going to play out now when we get access to it later this week compared to potentially down the road at launch. But it will be interesting, you know, kind of having these nodes and like seeing, you know, they'll be able to reach kind of like node level 3, which I believe is village status, if I'm not mistaken. And it'll be fun to see that happen. I think Steven said like it'd probably be done to reach tier 3 in maybe like 24 hours, maybe give or take. So hopefully by the end of the first playtest, we'll have tier 3 nodes. Which would be really cool because I think getting to that stage is apparently what makes crafting possible, right? And that's, you know, going to be a big part of that too. So I'm really interested to see how that plays out and like if people are going to be able to start, like, I don't know if we're going to have, you know, be able to have mayoral elections yet or and like kind of start to like pick our node layouts and things like that, because like that would be really cool to see. But I really am kind of interested to see like, you know, if we'll be able to see the nodes kind of grow and develop like within that first weekend test.
True. I believe also if you can get to tier 3 in the first weekend, I believe that's pretty sped up compared to what they said for actual launch. But I understand why, like there's stuff they want to test. Like if they want to be able to push more functionality into, we're getting tier 3 nodes, but I don't even think nowhere near the amount of functionality is there to even be considering it like a tier 3 node. Like there's no housing, there's no, you know, there's a lot of stuff still missing. But if they allow us to speed up that process and get them up and running, and then they can see what's broken with it, right, then they can be like, oh, maybe the first 6 week cycle they can start adding on to it and stuff like that. So for the purpose of testing, I do think a lot of these systems are sped up, like the node development. I doubt having a tier 3 node in the first 48 hours of actual launch. It may be viable, I don't know, because things change too much, but I feel like that would be a little too fast, because I believe a tier 6 would take weeks, maybe over a month. So like I said, I think that's a sample of sped up, but I think that's okay, because then we get to see how it functions and give proper feedback, because it's only, it's technically, if they don't delay phase two, it's less than 2 months between phase one and phase two, and phase two is going to have a significant amount of additions to nodes. Like it's going to be a lot of the meat and bones. So I feel like, yeah, they're probably going to have it sped up for that reason, so we can play with it. I'm also interested to see what kind of buildings we can place. I know you can place a couple buildings. Like I said, I'm keeping myself in the dark because I want to be excited. I know people have been talking about it a ton in the Ashes Discord and all over the internet, but I want to go in blind and see what kind of buildings can be placed. Obviously some crafting buildings, I'm not sure what else, but I guess that's kind of the fun part for me, is, you know, being surprised.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, there is just obviously the limitation of only being a 3-day test each week, so like that could be a factor too, like you said, why they're probably speeding it up. And yeah, so it'll be interesting. I know they said they like there probably could be wipes. They're probably not planning on doing it too much, but
unless they have to. They said, yeah, they're not gonna try to wipe the server unless something really bad happens and they have no choice but to wipe the database, which probably will happen.
Yeah, and I wonder if that'll change too, because I imagine like once we get to phase two, whenever that is, hopefully December, you know, will they decide like, maybe we should, like, you know, if, you know, they decide to maybe make tweaks to like the pacing, or, you know, we're getting like another level, you know, of node that we can go up to. I think it's supposed to go up to 4 potentially. I think there's elements of 4 supposedly coming in phase one. I don't know if that'll be day one launch or not, but you know, because it'll be interesting to see like if they decide like, hey, maybe we should wipe, or maybe we should wipe node progress to, you know, kind of like see how that's actually going to play out again, and kind of get that set for launch too, because I don't mind wipes personally. Like I think they're useful, right? Things, especially as things are going to be changing a lot, you know, because the experience that we have now, like for example, when we don't maybe have like a fully functioning, fully optimal crafting system, is probably going to be a lot different from, you know, maybe even in several months, or definitely at launch when we do have those things. And how is that going to change things? So like, I'm cool with wipes if they decide to, but I'm just really excited to see how it all kind of plays out. You know, we haven't really seen many MMOs that have this kind of living, breathing node system. And even if it's a very rudimentary, basic system, I still am interested to see maybe if we'll start to get some of those like node politics and like things happening or decisions being made about what buildings to place or when to place them. And, you know, things like that will be kind of fun to see too.
Yeah, I would love to see also just some, like I said, some just natural gameplay too. Like, I feel like it is an alpha, like I said, but hopefully we see some natural just people playing and fights breaking out and wars starting, and just because they do, you know, just like if it were a normal launch, right? I just want to, yeah. I hope that happens. I mean, people have, kind of a spoiler, but people said it was happening a lot during the test week or the before the Alpha 2 launch. So I guess that's good because, you know, Ashes is more of a PvP focused game. Steven also announced that there's going to be no PvE only servers. It's going to be like WoW has, when it first launched, had strict PvE only servers. The only way you could PvP is forcefully flagging yourself. I mean, you can in this game too, but you can still be ganked, but then they get corruption. But there's no plans for them to add a one where you can't gank each other no matter what. Like, no PvE server, period. It's what they call hardcore PvE, I guess. So yeah, the PvP is going to be a huge part of the game. So it's going to be fun to see how that plays out, especially in the lawless zones. I'm interested to see what they kind of do with those.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you brought up the PvP. I kind of forgot about it, even though it's something I'm obviously looking forward to. It's going to be really interesting because, like, I think especially for the first weekend, I'm not like intentionally planning to seek out PvP as I might like in the future, but I will be kind of interested to see if it just naturally happens. Maybe like when we're playing and see how that kind of goes down. So like that should be kind of interesting. I did in listening to a podcast, and the podcast had their, because I guess they were testers. I wish I could remember the show, and I apologize for not off the top of my head, but they were talking about like their experiences and like how, you know, if corruption is a big deal, like it, you know, they were talking about like when people are corrupted, like, you know, they're talking about losing gear, like off their character, which is, you know, that's a pretty big deal. And I like that personally. I know some people maybe won't, but like there's gotta be like consequences too. Like if you're running around ganking people. So like it's going to be really interesting. I'm sure, you know, obviously we're in like a state where probably people aren't going to have like mega valuable gear and like things like that. So I expect that people are going to be doing it a lot more because maybe they have more to gain, or they're just testing stuff out, or they just don't care because there's not a ton to lose. But it'll be interesting to see like how, if we're just leveling, how often like something that like pops up or happens. And I'm totally down to PvP, but more like in a, in a natural state. I'm definitely going to be more focused on just kind of like leveling up and experiencing that, but it'll be kind of cool to see like what PvP stuff pops up, whether it's organized or whether it's just, you know, pure spontaneous things that happen. Maybe you're fighting over a mob or a quest or something, and like something happens. And so that'll be kind of cool to see too.
I think both will happen, but I feel like the beef for the PvP will be in the lawless zones, at least. Because like I said, unless you're flagged in the Riverlands, you gank, like if someone ganks me and I'm not flagged in the Riverlands, they'll get corrupted. So, I mean, they can do it. It's just, you know, they'll have to pay a price for it. So I feel like most of the PvP probably will be in the lawless zones because you're auto flagged there and you don't have to risk corruption. But I guess we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's a good way to see how the game will eventually turn out anyways, because if people will gank no matter what anyways, some people don't care, and we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. It'll be fun just kind of seeing out there. I imagine most people probably will be focused on, you know, leveling and that experience, but I there's always
people. I just hope there's no grief, and like if you're gonna gank me in the Riverlands when I'm questing it, to get corruption on you, but I camp my corpse in an alpha, like come on, dude. like what is the point? Like If you want to kill me multiple times to say you're testing your corruption stacks, just like ask me, right? And I'll probably say yes. Or if I, right? I feel like if you asked me, I wouldn't care. But like, if you're just going to camp corpse camp me in an alpha for a game, I feel like people have lost the plot of what an alpha actually is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen. There's always going to be those people, but I imagine most people are probably going to be, you know, if you signed up, then you're probably locking in for what, you know, I think we hope to do a lot of, which is, you know, give feedback, give bug reports, you know, just kind of test the system and stuff like that, which is obviously another big goal that I think that we have headed into this. And something, you know, I always... I mean, I always like focus on that, like anytime I'm in a beta or an alpha, but I think especially because I'm so heavily invested, like that's going to be something where I spend probably more than time than I even would normally is making sure we get like, you get that feedback in, you know, obviously we can do that through like, you know, our podcast, our content and stuff like that. But we can also just, you know, if there's any places on the forums and things like that, or you know, Discord, certainly I'll be checking that out as well. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we have a lot to do. I mean, we're hopefully going to get a lot of playtime in, and we've got some things that we want to kind of lock into. But it should be fun, even though I'm sure it'll be absolutely chaotic and buggy and messy. And who knows, maybe the servers will be down most of the weekend. You just don't know.
I'm just interested to see if, like, in actual PvP, if there's, like, any classes where, like, maybe the values are tuned wrong and they can, like... go around and one shot everybody. I bet that'll be a thing too. Alpha. I forgot in there was a game I played where that was possible, and it was funny, but it was annoying also.
Yeah. And another thing, I was doing a little bit of research. This is not, I've not heard this myself. I probably will go back and check, but somebody I saw was saying that I guess in the Theory Forge interview Steven did, he was saying that emails might get sent out Thursday, potentially, I assume, with information on, like, you know, servers and like timings and stuff like that. So that could be something maybe to look forward to going forward. But well, just throw that out there.
I'm looking at the Discord right now, and someone asked them and said, do you know if they can pre-download before Alpha 2 before the 25th? And one of the community managers responded, we shall share more information about that in the future. Keep an eye on your email. So it sounds like maybe there will be a pre-download, but it's just, we don't know when those emails are going out.
Yeah, maybe Thursday, if this is accurate. I'll have to go back and look and listen to that interview myself too, but that was third-hand information. So we'll kind of move along here. One of the things I think we kind of plan to talk about too is, you know, and obviously we've talked about this before, but like kind of like what are we going to be playing, what's both in terms of like classes, and I don't know if we have any other things that we, like whether it's like artisan class or stuff like that, like as we're kind of like getting into the game. I don't know if you want to, yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, but like, what are you hoping from it? Like, what are you hoping to like see? And like, what do you kind of maybe even, I know we talked about expectations, but we didn't really talk about expectations for like, you know, the classes that we're planning on playing. So I don't know if you want to kind of like dig into that a little bit for launch.
So I'm going to give how I kind of, so I like playing one class only. I know a lot of people out there are altaholics, right? I'm not really an altaholic. I played a rogue in World of Warcraft for 9 years, which is a long time. I mean, some people have gone longer than me. I kind of quit my rogue because I felt like, I don't know, Blizzard's made a... I don't know, it's just like, sometimes they just don't balance well enough in the game or fast enough, and it's like the rogue was really good, and the rogue was really bad, and then like, and I PvP'd a lot, and it's just... rogues have been all over the place in that game. So eventually I just... since it was so easy to level, and WoW, I would switch classes. I did stick for it for 9 years, which was pretty long, but I want to go hard on the Ranger. I just like ranged classes. One of the reasons I'm choosing it is because I did play a stealth archer back in the Dark Age of Camelot a little bit. It wasn't my main class, but I did try it back then, and I liked it. I like archers. I played, you know, the only viable no, I guess not the only viable, but Stealth Archer and freaking Skyrim and stuff. And I like that theme. I like being stealthy. I like being ranged. I don't know what to expect from the class long term in terms of like what they can do with it, because we're only getting the base archetypes and not the mix and match later. So my primary focus is when I'm playing the Ranger is like, just how good does it feel? What can they do better initially? Is there like, hopefully there's not too much button bloat, because like in World of Warcraft, some classes like have like 4 or 5 bars of abilities. I don't want to get that crazy with game, with classes. I don't think you need to. It's utility. It seems like they added some utility. I did go over the abilities a little bit. It does have a little bit of utility outside of raw damage. it's not crazy amounts, but on this, my big focus is just like, how is it good in PvE and how is it good in PvP, obviously. But I care more about the PvP side of things. So I think at least in phase one, I'm going to be focusing on performance of the Ranger in PvP. Even though I do know balance is going to be all over the place, so I really can't go too crazy with giving my thoughts. I guess I could give a first thoughts impressions after I do play it and do some PvP, but I feel like if the class is broken, it's not going to give me... I'm not going to really be able to say much outside of, like, I go into a PvP zone and just wreck everyone. I mean, is it fun to do? Yes, but I know it's going to get nerfed. So it's like, I'll give an impression of how it plays, like, you know, its mobility, like, how you set it up, how you set up your kills and stuff like that. That's what I'll be focused on more than outright balance, obviously. So, and how it feels in that direction more than anything. At least for the Ranger. I may dabble in some of the other classes during alpha, but I don't know yet.
Yeah, I think, yeah, especially like that, I want to say balance, because that makes people think like balance changes, but just kind of like, you know, especially with like a ranged class versus like a melee class, like, you know, inherently you would expect ranged classes to always have like an advantage, because again, you're attacking at range, you're probably able to, you know, stay out of a lot of the melee, whatever melee archetype you're going up against, fighter, tank, whatever, you can kind of, you know, kite them and like stay out of their range and their hits. And so like, obviously the tanks and like, you know, fighters and stuff like that are going to have abilities that probably mitigate that, whether they're like movement or CC and stuff like that. But that'll be kind of an interesting dynamic to see kind of where it stands. And obviously super subject to change and balance and stuff like that. But that's always something to kind of, you know, especially because you're going to be testing a pretty range heavy class and seeing how that plays out, you know, in real time, is like how much is there some balance there? Is there some mitigation, or is it just like deranged classes? Like, are they just,
well,
reign supreme, or?
It's better to focus more on how the class feels and plays than actual like balance initially. Like, are the abilities cool? Like, I'm not going to focus so much on how strong they are, right? I'm just going to focus on like, do they feel good? Do they, like, is it smooth? Is it, you know, fluid? Maybe like one ability, I don't know, maybe one of my abilities, you know, I think there's one that makes you like leap back and throw some vines on the ground. Does it throw me too far? Does it feel a little clunky? Like, I'm going to focus more on that than actual, like, is this ability good initially? Because I want to make sure they feel good before they start like doing some tuning. At least that's at least how I see things. I know they're going to do tuning anyways, but I feel like I want to focus on how I could help give feedback so they can make it as fluid and fun as possible to use these abilities instead of, you know, worrying about numbers.
Yeah, I probably should have phrased it a little bit better. I knew you using the word balance, but really not like, you know, ability balance is going to be one of those things that probably doesn't matter too much. A lot of those like abilities have things that are pretty tweakable, but more just like how the ability functions. Like, is there something just totally broken about it? Right.
Yeah.
Like, things like that and
stuff like
that. And more, I think I was more just like kind of like the dynamic between ranged versus melee, like how that's going to play out, because obviously that's a pretty big deal, but obviously still subject to change because, you know, not all classes may be fully complete. Not all classes are also fully in the game. So it's going to be hard to kind of get a sense of full balance. Like, You know, because especially because there's a rock, paper, scissor element to balancing as well. So some classes will just be inherently weaker versus others. And since we don't have all the classes in yet, like we don't know are things going to play out as they actually would. But it should be kind of interesting to see. And I guess I should I'm planning on playing a bard kind of to start potentially. Just to give you all kind of like a rundown, I guess, what Sub and I are kind of planning to doing. Because you know he's a little bit busier on the weekends, so there might be some time when he's doing some stuff, and I have a little bit more time to play. But basically, I think like we're gonna make, you know, we're each make a character. I think he's gonna make the ranger. I'm planning on making a bard, and so we're gonna only kind of play those two characters that we make together. Not to say that, you know, he might not make another ranger just for soloing, or I might make a bard for soloing, right? But, you know, we're kind of just kind of see how that experience kind of plays out with those two characters just kind of leveling up together. And I'm sure we're going to, you know, I know he's going to be a little bit busy on the weekend, so I might take on another class and kind of just see how that plays like in a solo experience, too. So it should be kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm definitely right now I'm leaning on the bard. I know I've said it before, like my main interest is a rogue, but. And you talked about it too, where like, you know, you're kind of a pick a class and usually stick with it. I'm very much I like to test things out and get a feel for it. Like I'm notorious for like, oh, this class sounds really cool. And then I get my hands on it and, you know, I change my mind because maybe it's not what I thought it was, or maybe there's another class that ends up being really cool. This happened to me in Diablo 4, where I was like, I have no idea what class I want to play. Like, I was kind of leaning towards like Necromancer and stuff like that. And then I actually started playing all the classes in beta, and I was like, Rogue is just like really fun because there's like a lot of mobility and like fun stuff to do. So that's probably going to be where I eventually head once they implement the Rogue. But I really want to try out the Bard and just see, like, you know, it is a little bit more of a support-ish type class, has some offensive ability. But it'll be kind of interesting just to see, you know, if you're kind of the main damage dealer and I'm just kind of providing maybe some additional damage, but also just kind of like support, maybe a little bit of healing here, maybe a little bit of this, that. So I'm kind of just kind of interested to see how the Bard plays like in the grand scope, since it's maybe a little bit less of a, I don't know, not like a DPS, not quite a, you know, healer, but like kind of a, you know, jack of all trades maybe in some ways.
Yeah, I think you can spec a little more into each of the ones.
Yeah, but, definitely.
I mean, I guess we'll see. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a one class Andy. I always have been. Like you talked about Diablo 4, I played a bunch of classes in the beta, but I played Sorceress first, and I like every season I've only played Sorceress. So
yeah.
That's how I am. I like what I'm. I like to stick with what I know. I don't mind trying new things, obviously. But I feel like in MMOs or games that are a little more complex with bigger skill sets, like I just feel more comfortable sticking with one class. Whereas like in a MOBA, it's like you got four abilities or something. I can definitely play more than one hero in a game like that, but. With a game that's got a lot more functionality to it, I do tend to stick to one thing, or no, one class, or whatever the game is throwing at me, I guess.
Yeah, which will be cool. I mean, again, that's more kind of feedback, because I'm sure we're going to have different feedback based on, like, our styles. You know, even, like, in Deadlock, like, I feel like I was trying out, like, every hero, and obviously that comes with some downside, you know, when you're trying to learn different characters and different abilities and, like, stuff like that, and you're just kind of constantly swapping versus, like, trying to learn, like, just a few instead, and so it'll be fun. Like, I definitely am planning to only, or mainly, I should say, delve into kind of, like, the Bard, and then hopefully, you know, if I'm playing a little bit on my own, I don't know, I haven't decided. I was thinking maybe more of, like, a melee class, because I think the Bard and the Ranger, if we're playing that mainly, those are obviously a little bit more range focused to some extent. So I'm curious to see maybe how like a fighter plays and how they kind of interact with the game and the world and stuff like that. But should be a lot of fun regardless. I can't wait to see how the classes kind of handle, even if they are, you know, not fully developed. You know, we don't even have classes. We just have the archetypes. But yeah, should be pretty cool. But unless you have anything else you want to add, I think we might dive into some of our content plans and like some of that for the upcoming test weekend alpha launch experience.
No, I don't really have much more to add. Like I said, I'm just going to be a Ranger Andy. I might even level 2 Rangers, like one solo and one playing with you. But we'll see. Like I said, we got almost 2 months of phase 1 tests, and who knows what will happen. I'm a little more focused when like launch comes around, and then I may do other things after. So, yeah, I guess we can probably talk about our content plans, and that may even feed into some of my plans.
Yeah, for sure. And so obviously we already discussed a little bit. We're kind of going in transitioning to what I'm calling like season 2, and I view like kind of seasons arbitrary for the sake of like the podcast or vodcast or whatever, but more so just signaling some kind of transition, a significant transition in this case, going from both like having the Alpha 2 launch as well as kind of going into a vodcast where you'll be able to see us if you're watching along on YouTube. So that's obviously a big change in our content where you kind of see us, and we don't plan to stop. I think anything with the podcast or anything like that, it'll be kind of just an additional experience where if you want to see us, and maybe like we might have some ongoing like footage where we can reference things like that we've recorded from the playtesting that weekend and stuff like that. So you can also see a visual of what we're trying to describe as well on top of it. And we're kind of talking through it now, but like reworking the format a little bit. Obviously, we're not going to be as theory craft speculative because we're going to actually get our hands on stuff. And we can give some feedback, and obviously it'll change, but at least we can say like, hey, we tried this and like, here's what we think about it versus just like, we hope it's going to be like this, but we don't actually know. So yeah. And we're also planning to put out more video content as well on YouTube. YouTube is definitely going to be a pretty big focus for us. You'll probably see like more traditional YouTube content on top of like the pod vodcast and stuff like that. So like it could be stuff like guides or tier lists, impressions, covering patch notes, and you know, other some maybe like some focus videos like, hey, here's what the crafting system looks like in its current state. So like that should be pretty fun to kind of dig into that. And I think we're both planning on, you know, doing some streaming as well. I don't think it's definitely not going to be like a main focus. It might just be like, hey, I'm playing anyways, mine's will be streaming. So like if you guys want to like hop in and see us like as we're, you know, just playing the game and you can kind of see it for yourself, obviously a stream is always like a really good option to kind of see that in live and in person to see how the game functions without, you know, any editing or anything like that.
Yeah. It's basically, let's see how we go this weekend. That's mostly just going to be starter content, I guess, for our, season 2 transition, right?
Yeah.
Into the vodcast. And it's like, I feel like the first weekend is, like I said, we've been doing a lot of theory craft. And so as we move into season 2, it's going to be more like, you know, talking about our experience playing the game and then providing valuable feedback to the developers at the same time, because theory crafting at that point kind of becomes irrelevant because we're actually playing the damn game. So, yeah. Hopefully we can do some fun content too. I don't want to throw out too many ideas because that'll spoil it, but you'll see. Yeah. Stay tuned. We have some ideas cooking up. Hopefully they're a little more exotic than some other people, because I know there's going to be a million content creators making content for the game. So we're trying to think a little bit outside the box. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that also.
Yeah, and we're trying to remain flexible too. Like with you know, there could be events that pop up that we want to cover. There could be new patches right there. So we're trying to stay flexible. Our goal is to get out hopefully like a couple videos a week, maybe some like short videos, maybe some kind of like, you know, medium length videos to kind of give you some content and cover some things that hopefully people will be interested in. We're going to give a little bit more specifics here in just a minute, but that's kind of just our overall content plan. I'm kind of ad-libbing this and throwing this in at random just because I've, you know, been kind of reading some of the stuff coming out the game. And again, I'm not going to like spoil any specifics, but I will say for anybody who's interested in the game and you probably are if you're listening along, soon to be watching along here. Like, definitely, I would prepare yourself. I think there's going to be a lot of negative content for obvious reasons. One, because generally negativity, quote unquote, sells, or usually in the case of like content creation, is going to be more popular, right? For sure. Like, you know, negativity just, you know, gets clicks and views and stuff like that. So I think that's going to be part of it. And I do think the game is going to be in a rough state, like truly. And even though they've been saying it, like, that's not going to stop people from, you know, being, you know, negative about it. And I understand a lot of it too. Like, people have paid money and people have, you know, the game has been in development a really long time. So it's probably going to be in a pretty bare bones state. And, you know, people will like say, you know, the classic thing is like, well, what have you been doing this whole time? You know? So like, I would just kind of prepare yourself for that. In addition to all the, like, I'm sure there's going to be issues like with servers. And so like those things usually people don't take very well. And if you're a fan of the game, like, hang in there, try to give as much constructive feedback as you can. Give feedback, even if it's, you know, saying like, hey, this is not good. Like, they need to fix this, right? That's okay. I think they're expecting stuff like that. But definitely kind of get ready for, I would expect to be a pretty negative wave as we get there. And, you know, we're not going to like sugarcoat things, but we are just going to focus more on like that constructive feedback, because we want to play a really good game. We want things to change if they're not where they need to be. And we want things to go well as we kind of get into, you know, playing the game finally.
That, and also, if you're going to be just super negative, the devs can't actually do anything with that. Like,
yeah,
like, you can't help make a better game if you're just gonna say this feature sucks, right? If you're gonna say you don't like it and then say why, not just say, well, Rangers one shot me in PvP. like, okay, so that's not feedback. I mean, they probably, if that's happening in the alpha, they know that. So it's like, instead of just saying Rangers are annoying in PvP, say why, right? Like, it's just like, I don't want to go down that negative, because being negative isn't going to make the game better. It's just going to make the developers more miserable, and them having to struggle to find good feedback. And if they have good feedback, then they can fix things faster. But if they have people just crying all the time about bugs in an alpha, I mean, obviously they're going to be there. You know, help them try and fix it instead of complaining about it. It's just, I hate talking about this, because like I said, there's just a lot of negative content out there. I want Ashes to succeed, because I believe in the game, right? I mean, you could talk about any other games out there. Ashes has been in development, people call it a scam, whatever. I don't listen to any of that crap. I believe Ashes is on the right path, right? And It will develop and come out in a reasonable time frame if we help the developers give them the proper feedback, instead of just putting up a YouTube video saying, oh, this game sucks, the servers didn't work the first alpha weekend. I mean, that doesn't solve anything, right? It's just annoying. It's just like, if you're going to be this way, why do you spend money on it, right? I mean, like, I don't know, like you said, I expect the worst but hope for the best. I kind of go backwards. A lot of people hope for the best and expect the worst, I guess. But it's just like, try and play. If there's broken stuff in the game, like, if I'm a Ranger out there in one shot, I'm not gonna just try and give them the feedback they need. And when they need you, when they call us up to like be in an area to do like a node war or something to test out, you know, if you can show up and give them valuable feedback, you know, help them out, and then we get a better game.
Yeah, that's hoping. You know, there's always, if you find maybe it's not ready, if you're not quite ready, if it's too bare bones, if there's not enough to do, or the game's just not playable enough too, then, you know, it's always okay to, you know, obviously you can do what you want, but like, take a break, you know, step back, maybe wait a few play tests, wait for a big update. Maybe that fixes some of those things. Like, you know, I've played a lot of early access games, and for me, like, sometimes you just gotta like step away, or maybe instead of trying to play it like all day on the weekend, you know, just play for a couple hours here and there to kind of get some of that experience too. So I think those are okay too, but we will, yep, wrap things up here. kind of close things out. So again, next week, October 30th, will be season two launch of our new kind of formatted podcast. So audio, video. Obviously, we're still planning to post on, you know, all our podcast services of choice. We're going to try to do our best to make sure that the experience is still good for folks that are just listening along. But if you're interested in kind of watching along too, you will have that option. So again, October 30th, that should be next Wednesday, that you'll get to see that. I think we're planning on, now this is still subject to change. You know, we're busy and we have stuff going on too. So a lot of it for me will depend on like my work schedule and figuring stuff out like that. But we're planning on maybe doing some kind of like live react to the October 25th dev stream, you know, assuming that we assume that it's probably going to lead into the Alpha 2 launch in some way, shape or form, whether it's like a few hours after, whether it's immediately after. And I think the plan is like I'll probably be on my Twitch channel, which again, you can find if you're watching the YouTube video on kind of like our default screen graphic. I'll probably have to start putting that stuff in the description as well for folks that are maybe just listening or elsewhere. I think Sub might do it on like our Ashes YouTube and maybe Twitch channel, depending if we can do both. So if you're kind of looking to see some of the game live or you just want to come in and say hello, right, those options will definitely be there for you. So if you want to come check it out, I don't know if you have anything you wanted to add or anything you were planning on doing, Sub.
I just want to say that live stream may be different because we don't know. They did announce a live stream for the 25th. We don't know if the servers will be up before the live stream or after.
Right.
If they're up before, I'm probably just going to watch the live stream on the side while playing the damn game.
Yeah. No yeah. offense,
but, and so, yeah, I guess it depends on that also. And if we can get in the servers and, yeah, that's pretty much it. So I guess we'll have to see what they say in hopefully soon on that. I think we know the time for the live stream, 2 p.m. Eastern, right?
I believe so, yeah. That seems to be their standard go-to time.
Yeah, okay, so sorry, I just wanted to double-check. 11 a.m. Pacific, so 2 p.m. So, yeah, so now the servers may go up then, and they may just have a... They may be doing the dev stream while people are pouring in and people are watching and can watch it. And so I guess it depends on what they do with that. And if not, maybe we'll just maybe boot up our streams after that dev stream so people can watch. So we can watch it, you guys can watch it, and then, you know, watch us play the game or something.
Yeah.
If that's what happens. But that's pretty much it.
Yep, subject to, you know, being flexible. We don't know exactly how things are going to go down, so we'll be flexible.
It's all subjective.
it is, and I will probably, I don't know how much I'm going to be streaming, you know. I think we're mostly, at least I'm largely more focused on, like, YouTube content and stuff like that, and the podcast itself, to kind of, like, build up there a little bit more. But I definitely think I plan to stream. I'll probably be doing a pretty long stream, assuming server willing. Ashes willing, that maybe on Saturday. So if you're, again, you're kind of looking to kind of, you know, maybe you don't have access to the game and but you're looking to kind of tag along and get like a full experience. So I might do a big long stream on, Saturday potentially. Sub's gonna be a little bit busy that day, but he may join later if he's able to. But yeah, I'll probably be doing a long one on my channel, which is twitch.tv/frenzy1. I'll put links and descriptions and all that stuff. But yeah, so you can definitely catch a good chunk of the content. Like I said, if you're not ready to play the game or you haven't bought in, you're still waiting, totally very, very reasonable thing to do. And I would probably even recommend that for most people. But if you still want to see it and see what's kind of going on, you'll have that chance through some of the stuff we're doing as well. And we hope you tune in. And again, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Join our Discord. Again, if you're interested there, leave us a review on the podcast service of your choice. And yeah. We appreciate you all listening in, and we will we're excited to see you next week, kind of, you know, not live, but in person. We'll be there, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you after the first Alpha 2 weekend. Oh, boy.